All right, Brixie. The New York Giants have broken camp, headed back to Albany.
I'm sorry.
Or headed
sorry,
back
B.
to New York.
We got to circle what? Back to Major League Baseball for one second. You said the Giants, and this reminded me. I was talking to a friend of mine on G-Chat today. He lives in Chicago.
G-Chat.
G-Chatting it up.
You were the only person in the world who uses G-Chat.
That's not true at all. G-Chat is a new AIM, man, for people at the workplace to look like they're being doing important stuff.
Okay.
So anyway, there I am at work, G-Chatting it up. And he sends me a text. He says, hey, man, or G-Chat message, whatever you want to call it. He says, do you know why Alfonso Soriano is not going to okay a trade to the Giants? And so I made some joke about people or something San Francisco related. And then I actually went and looked it up. He doesn't want to go to San Francisco. This is from his mouth. Because of the weather. He's going to veto a trade from the miserable Cubs. This is all because Melky Cabrera tested positive
because
for
of the
steroids.
Weather?
He said, yeah, I don't know. The weather isn't good to play in. I've never played on the West Coast before. No one has ever in the history of San Francisco not wanted to go to San Francisco because of the weather.
Is it like the fog? It worries him? What?
The wind? I mean, he plays in Chicago. He can't complain about the wind in San Francisco.
Wow. That's weird.
Bizarre, right? I just read. And that goes back
by
to.
By the way, if you don't want to go to San Francisco, just say you don't want to go to. Don't, like, make a joke. Don't, like, make up something. Just be like, no, I like my life here. I have a
right.
nice little
which,
apartment.
Which always I don't. I have this little apartment.
Yeah, I have, nice
Soriano, I have a little apartment.
I got my potted plants I need to take care of. I don't really want to go to San Francisco, okay?
I think, and another thing, it's a rent-a-player. You know, I hate when you see guys who have a chance to go to a contender and try to win something, and they say no, and they stay on a terrible team.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a sign of a guy who doesn't care about the game.
Yeah.
Moving That's on to Giants, I saw that story. Okay. Obviously, we're not doing Chicago radio, so it doesn't come up, but I thought that was absolutely
That's
ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. All right, New York Giants broke camp earlier this week. They're back in New York. Just impressions of the team. For one, I am really excited for the 2012 edition of the New York Giants.
If the New York Giants schedule wasn't as ridiculous as it is,
That's a fair point.
I think you could make a boisterous claim that they could go, they could be one of those teams sitting there at 10-0, 11-0, 12-0, mm-hmm. and you start wondering if they can do it. I don't think they'll be able to do that because
their schedule is brutal.
They have the toughest schedule in the NFL.
Yep.
But the team looks great. A lot of depth at receiver. More depth at running back. You know, Brandon Jacobs obviously mm-hmm. gone.
David Wilson's going to be big.
I think it's going to be rejuvenated because we tried to
By the way,
just...
I think David Wilson's got to return kicks. I know. No, I know you don't like it. No. I know you want him to play just running back. I think he's got to return kicks.
Why is he return? First of all, the kickoff doesn't
anybody.
Even exist anymore.
I don't trust anybody back there to catch the ball and make at best a decent.
He's
play
never
with
played.
It.
He's never played a snap in the NFL. How do you know he's going to do it?
Because of the speed and the agility he's shown, he can catch the day. He's got good hands. I trust him more. I think he might have better hands than friggin' Jernigan, who keeps dropping kicks.
Right, and he really is. He should be the heir apparent. He should be the guy going back there. He's not an elite third receiver. He is a good kick guy, but every time you put him in a spot,
he's going to muff it. He's going to muff something.
And you know he's not going to be back there because if we don't think he can do it, Tom Coughlin definitely doesn't think he can do
it. If Tom Coughlin is going to err on the side of putting nobody back there rather than somebody who might muff a kick every now and then.
I just, with David Wilson, I mean, we've made a lot of Seahorn jokes, on the radio and also on the podcast, but it's a legitimate fear. You don't want to take a star player and have him
get
injured
hurt
on the
anywhere.
Kick. Dominic Hixon gets hurt on doing kicks. I think Hixon's not a terrible idea.
But Hixon got hurt. Hixon got hurt last year on a pass pattern. Tore his ACL in the end zone, catching a ball. I mean, he can get hurt anytime.
Making a circus catch on an easy catch.
Against the Rams.
I remember he made top plays. He was the number one top play that week. And at first you're like, yeah, Giants made top plays. And then you're like, wait a second. He missed. The ball hit him in the chest. And then he bailed himself out by making a circus play. That should be the not top 10 and the top 10.
It's also one of those Tom Coughlin standing there going, dude, you just tore your ACL trying to make a circus catch. Against the Rams. Just let that one drop. We'll get him later.
No way, man.
Good God.
That Ram game was not as comfortable as it should have been.
I mean, look, that's always a fear, by the way. The Ram, you know, that the Giants are going to underperform. That yeah, will be a
classic
that will
move.
Be, no matter what happens to the Giants, I will be 80 years old watching the Giants, and they could beat, they could have gone undefeated for the entirety of my life until I'm 80 years old. If they're playing an 0-6 team, I'm going to be terrified that they're going to lose.
It happens
it's
all
just
the time.
The way it is with the Giants.
It happened
man.
In the Fossil era. Happened in the Coughlin era. I kind of thought maybe, you know, when the old guard, and I'm not bashing these guys, love these guys, the Toomer and Strahan types, the guys mm-hmm. that came over from the Fossil era into
yep.
the Coughlin era, I thought maybe that, I thought, because I always felt that that was a Fossil era thing that was adopted by the Coughlin era Giants. So I thought when those guys had all kind of finally faded out,
oh, man.
And it was Eli and Coughlin and
they
Tuck
passed
and the
it
guys.
On. They taught them.
They passed the torch
passed
pretty
the torch.
Aggressively.
All right, but look, I mean, the Giants are the Giants. There's not a lot of, you know, there's no real news with the Giants because they don't, you know what they don't do? Cause headlines. They just kind of hang out. And so we'll leave off the Giants and yeah. Yeah. The New York Jets, Bricks, also leaving Cortland, I believe, today to head back to New York City. There hasn't been a lot of news with them the past couple days. Unless you count, like, you know, little ridiculous nuggets about Tebow that ESPN picks
right.
up because they're there for 40.
Rex Ryan maintains that Sanchez... I know that! I know that! You have told me that! He has told me that for months! This isn't a news story. Sal Palantonio, who's going to start for the Jets? Well, the organization
breaking
remains
news.
Steadfast.
Breaking news, the Jets are running the Wildcat. Oh, thanks. Thanks, Sal. You. I'm glad you broke into SportsCenter for that. Awesome.
My impressions of that team is that I think that they are the third. I think that they're closer to the Dolphins than they are to the Patriots.
I agree. I think they're in some trouble. I really do. I mean, we've detailed it before. They're in a passing league. And they don't want to pass the ball because they've only got one good wide receiver and then a host of guys who wouldn't start in the slot on a lot of teams. And so they want to be a ground and pound offense, but they're relying on Sean Green to do
right.
the pounding and the grounding. Like,
and
that's an absolute cluster.
And Sean Green's not terrible. You know, we've been bashing Sean Green. He's not an awful running back. Very good college career at Iowa. Impressive at times, you know, kind of
right.
a girthier,
no, you're right.
Ahmad Bradshaw.
But in this NFL, if you're gonna rely on running the ball,
you better do it
with Ray Rice or Chris Johnson or MJD.
Exactly,
you don't
exactly.
do it with Sean Green.
Sean Green's the guy you draft onto your fantasy team relatively early only because you know he's going to get more snaps than anybody else. Not because you think he's dynamic. But because
it's
you know that
accumulation
that offense,
of numbers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That offense is going to, if you hand the guy the ball 45 times.
Yeah. If you're running for 1 yard a carry, but you get 60 carries,
yeah,
you're
going to exactly.
have a pretty good game.
He's an accruement pick.
Exactly. I just, oh, God. And what's worse with the Jets is they seem to think that they have this rivalry with the Giants. That the Giants know doesn't exist,
right?
But it's like it's just the Jets are the guy who like I don't know they're like a C level like C list actor who hates Tom Cruise,
yeah,
but has never
exactly.
met Tom Cruise,
exactly.
just hates him because like he got a couple roles over him.
There, it's a guy from Princeton, Jersey, who like makes mixtapes and he keeps putting all these diss tracks out to Jay-Z. And you're like, dude, Jay's not listening to these,
right.
man.
Exactly.
You're not getting that,
exactly.
that reciprocal beef here. It's like, come on, guy.
So I guess I'll be interested to watch the Jet-Giant preseason game on Saturday. I guess I'll be interested, but you know, it's for the Giants, it's just another preseason game.
I'm not even, the preseason, I can't, the preseason, because it gives me this false emotion. You know, it's kind of like when you go outside in the summer, in the middle of August, and for some reason it's cool out, and you like go out and it smells like fall and feels like fall for a second,
yep.
and all of a sudden you get in fall mode, and you're like, all right, football season, like it's total, and then you're like, wait a second, it's
August.
August 3rd. Yeah, that's what that is. It gets me in football mode, and then I'm like, oh. And then
oh,
the second half,
wait,
you're like,
David Carr's playing.
Yeah, and then yeah, exactly. The whole second
oh, now
half,
Ryan like, Perilou's playing. I'm going to
I
bed.
Went to high school with that guy. What's he doing returning kicks and fumbling for the New York Giants? He's not making the roster.
So is there anything you look forward to in this game?
Yeah, it ending and it getting one day closer to the regular season.
Nothing you want to see?
Here's a question for you, actually, Toby. A more pertinent question for the New York Giants.
Okay.
The Wednesday game, for it or against it?
I'm okay with it opening the season.
But I mean, I don't mean the season opener. I mean the fact that your team is in it. Do you want that Sunday feel, or do you want to be all eyes on me on a middle,
in all honesty,
in the middle of the week?
They won the Super Bowl. I don't give a crap until about give me that first loss, and then I'll really get emotionally invested again. I mean, I'm emotionally invested.
Yeah, but what if first of all, you don't want to lose to the Cowboys Wednesday.
That's one of those high pressure situations that I hate going into as a Giant fan. You're right. Like one of those, like, you don't want to lose to that team in that moment. And like it's not damaging for your. I mean, it's not damning for your season. It's just one of those that's going to stick with you.
And it would be nice having a win in the books going into that first weekend. But that first weekend where you got college Saturday, NFL
you're
Sunday,
right. You know what?
It's so great. And then you're not going to have the icing on that cake, which is the Giants game.
Let me put it this way: if they win on Wednesday, I'm totally for it. They lose on Wednesday, it's going to destroy my entire weekend.
Exactly. You have nothing to look forward to. You're just watching all these other games. You're like, Giants lost to the Cowboys.
But like for season opener, I don't mind it. You know what it is? I hate the Thursday game. I hate the Thursday game when the Giants aren't in it. I certainly hate the Thursday game when the Giants aren't. I think early in the season, they have like a Thursday night game against Carolina.
Carolina, that's right.
And that's just like such a buzzkill because I have to go to a bar to watch it, because I don't get the NFL Network.
I think last year, maybe 2 years ago, they made it so local, if you're in the region.
So like a local affiliate could carry it?
Yeah, exactly. And so I think that's the case. That may just be in New York City. I'm not quite sure about that. But yeah, that's really annoying, especially for you. You don't drink.
That's right.
At least you can go to the bar.
I don't drink, and I have to write about the game. 1045theteam.com, shameless plug. So, I'm taking notes at a bar.
Right, yeah, that's a miserable thing to do. And, while we talk about weekday games, I thought, going back, I think, three, 4 years now, I thought the Giants playing on Thanksgiving was going to be great.
That sucked. Even if they won, that sucked. But add to the fact that they got their asses beat.
Right,
by the Broncos.
Now I'm sitting here. There's a big, huge meal I'm having at like 4 o'clock, and I'm waiting. I'm like, all right, it changes my priorities.
Right,
the Giants are playing at 8.
I'm not focusing on the meal.
The meal and the family time.
Plus, I can't just fall asleep. I've got to actually stay awake.
Stay up for the Giant game. Exactly.
Oh God. All right, Brixie has got to get out of here because we're about to talk some soccer on the Two Guys One Mic podcast, and Brix can't. He can't stand to be around it, right? Your mind hasn't developed to the point where you're.
My mind has developed. It's developed.
You're not developed to the point
that I know how to use my hands.
Where you can appreciate intricacy
and the type of
beauty that soccer presents. So, Pierce Brix is going to step out for a couple minutes. He's going to go grab a smoke. I'm going to bring in Mark Gray, and we're going to talk some soccer. And then Brixie will step back in for an NFL themed outrageous claim.
With my arms.
Oh, good. Have fun. It's Two Guys, One Mic.